Good morning. Welcome to another windy Sunday morning. And I'm happy to be back after a week's holiday, courtesy of the generous city of Russell. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. This morning, I want to remind us that the most important issue in life is our obedience to God. My subject today is the power of obedience. Obedience opens to every one of us the infinite wisdom of God. God has made life simpler than we make it. We analyze, we theorize, we agonize, trying to figure out what to do, when all we really have to do is to hear the voice of God and do what He asks us to do. That takes faith because it takes us out of the driver's seat, and we have to trust the wisdom and love of God for the outcome. There is only one thing that God backs up, and that is obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than religious activities. Obedience opens the resources of heaven. And obedience is more than anything else. To understand the power of obedience, we need to first understand that obedience is the designed relationship of man to God. God did not design man to act alone without His divine guidance and care. If an automobile is going to function effectively, you have to use it according to design. Combustible engines are designed to run on gasoline. If there is no gasoline, you crank the engine over and over and over, and it will not start. The only way that car will function is when you operate it according to design, and it will work well. God designed human beings to work in relationship with Him. That relationship is one in which the creature submits and obeys the Creator, and the Creator protects and provides for the creature. By design, man is dependent upon God. There is only one source of life, and that is God. Man cannot produce life independent of God. The way people thrive is to draw upon God's life, and that happens as they submit to Him and obey Him. Man is ontologically dependent on God. Therefore, obedience is not an issue of which covenant relationship a person has with God. Regardless of all else, man is designed to submit and to obey God. He cannot function successfully in any other way. God created man to benefit from his infinite resources of love, wisdom, and power. It only happens in the context of obedience, because obedience is essential in everything. When God created Adam, he placed him in a perfect paradise. The Garden of Eden was a perfect environment for Adam to enjoy. The one thing that God requires from him is to simply obey God. God provided everything else that he needed. And this was before man had ever committed even one sin. It was long before God gave the law to Moses. It was the creator-creature relationship inherent in the way man was to operate. What was the one thing that caused havoc in the life of Adam? It was his disobedience to God, to God's command. Adam was designed to reflect God's glory through his obedience to God. Adam was designed to receive God's provision through his submission to God. From the beginning, obedience is required. When God was about to destroy the world with a flood, the survival of the race depended on one man's obedience to God's command. God told Noah to build an ark. He gave him specific instruction on how the ark was to be made. And the Bible says Noah did exactly what God told him to do. Twice we are told that Noah did all that God commanded him to do. And we can see obedience is a central theme in that story. It is important to realize that all this happened long before the law was given to Moses. God's expectation of obedience to his command precedes all that. Obedience is a natural relationship that man is to have toward God. But it is not dependent on the Mosaic covenant. It was there from the beginning, long before the law was given to Moses. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, where we heard read to us this morning, we see the blessings of obedience, life, and prosperity. And we also see the peril of disobedience, death, and destruction. The instruction is this: walk in obedience to God and keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase. and the Lord your God will bless you. But if your heart turns away and you are disobedient, and if you are drawn away and you bow down to other gods and worship them, you will certainly be destroyed. And I tell you, the same instruction is applicable to you and I today. In the history of Israel, we see the blessings come upon their obedience and at other times, curses that followed disobedience. In Isaiah chapter 1, the nation of Israel was living in disobedience to God. There was plenty of religious activities, but their hearts has strayed from the Lord. God summoned them and said, come now, let us reason together. And God told them, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be destroyed by the sword. It just couldn't be more clearer than that. The second thing we need to understand about the power of obedience is that the new covenant did not negate the need for obedience to God. It empowered it. Jesus said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. No, I didn't. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. In his teaching on righteousness and obedience, as we heard read to us this morning, the use of the phrases, you have heard it was said, and, but I tell you, is to emphasize that the new covenant did not in any way negate the need for obedience to God's command. Rather, it affirms it and empowers it. Through Christ's teaching, we are told, we are to understand that our obedience should be heartfelt obedience to God. The obedience must not be an outward, mechanical, robotic activities. It must arise from deep convictions in the heart. In the secret places, no one else sees. In the thought life, in the motives. Agreement with God and obedience to God must reach all the way down to all these places. Jesus did not come to do away with the need for obedience to God. He came in a human body to fully obey the Father. And in John chapter 6, we are told, he said, that he had come down from heaven, not to do his own will, but the will of the Father who has sent him. The end objective is to restore the relationship that man has had with God to a blissful obedience. And finally, for us to understand the power of obedience, we need to know that heaven will be a place of complete obedience. When the universe is restored to the proper order, it culminates with God being all in all. Everything comes from Him, and everything finds its purpose and fulfillment in Him. He is central because He is the source of everything. Your happiness, our happiness now depends on our obedience to God. Our happiness, your happiness, my happiness in heaven, we continue to rest in complete surrender and obedience to God. There will be no rebellion in heaven. There will be no lawlessness in heaven. If obeying God is something you don't want to do, then I will tell you this: heaven is not for a person like you. Nothing that opposes God's command will be in heaven. Lucifer's rebellion has been put down. All the disobedient angels have been cast out of God's presence. There shall by no means enter it anything that defiles. It is a place of perfect tranquility. The angels there, all of them, obeys God. There is no hint of disobedience in heaven, wherever it is. And the Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over every kingdom of man. God is God, man is man, in right, submitted, obedient relationship with God. And this is His glory, to obey the Lord and enjoy all the benefits of obedience. Obedience is the gateway to peace, because under the shadow of His wing, we are always safe. Obedience is the gateway to fulfillment, because as we do the will of the Father, we enter into and participate in His glory. Heaven will be a place of absolute joy and fulfillment. But that fulfillment is found in right relationship with God. Man is designed to find his highest joy, his highest fulfillment in submitting, in obeying, and in serving God. In doing the will of the Father forever and ever. Obedience is the theme that runs through the whole of the scripture, from the beginning in the Garden of Eden to the paradise restored. Man is designed to obey God and find his fulfillment in that state of submission. The good news is this, that Jesus has laid down his life on the cross that you and I, our sins, can be forgiven. He has sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and empower us to live a life pleasing to God and in fellowship to God and with God. The New Testament has provided all things that we need to live a godly life all the days of our journey. And it promises us a home in heaven where obedience to God prevails in every creature there. I don't know if that is what you are pursuing, the heaven you are pursuing, or will that be the heaven you will begin from today to pursue. But God is calling us to obey Him. Let us pray. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of your word and help us to obey your commands in everything we do. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.